She's articulate, she's passionate, and she tells the truth about health. She's Dr. Holly. It's time for the Dr. Holly Lucille Show.
All right, well, I know this is talk radio, but I feel like singing. I do. Today, ain't nothing like the real thing, baby. You know why? Because we're going to talk about sugar substitutes. That's right, the bitter truth about these alternative sweeteners. And I would say that that's going to be at the end of this segment. My conclusion is that there ain't nothing like the real thing, baby. Yep, that I think once we go through all of the common sugar substitutes that are out there and talk about sort of what's good about them, what's bad about them, what you should watch out for, I'm going to come to the conclusion that our body knows exactly what to do with sugar. Yep, it's the most natural substance out there. And I don't think it's that sugar got us into trouble when it comes to diabetes and obesity. I think it's how we used it, actually. According to a recent survey, 7 out of 10 adults say they want to reduce or avoid added sugars. I completely get it. As a person who has sort of dealt with the ups and downs of gaining weight throughout my life, and you know, to do so, they are turning to sweeteners that promise to deliver zero, or I would say minimal, calories. But is it safe? Well, listen, the interest in these no-calorie sweeteners, it isn't new. You know, we remember the pink packets, okay? We're going to be color-coded throughout the segment as well, right? Saccharin first premiered in 1879, right? So its slightly bitter taste and I guess poor performance in the kitchen didn't really bother people with diabetes or dieters. They knew that they could now enjoy sweets. But unfortunately, after the safety testing of the food additives was federally mandated in 1958, saccharin was shown to cause cancer in animals. So let's get a little texture and history behind all of this. So right now, we have the Center for Science in the Public Interest, okay? It's CSPI. So this is the Center for Science in the Public Interest. It's a Washington, D.C.-based consumer watchdog group, all right? Because at the end of the day, I feel I've always said about myself as I'm a consumer advocate. You know, I care about people who are consuming health. Because after all, when people, you listeners, go to a practitioner or tune into Radio MD and you're listening to something, what do you want? Why? Because you want to get better. You want something, right? It's a service industry. And so we need to advocate for you folks. But so they have advised consumers to avoid saccharin, also ACE-K, which is an artificial sweetener approved by the FDA in 1998, and even aspartame after a 2007 study. And we're going to go through what aspartame is. That's the NutraSweet. But after a 2007 study in the Journal of Environmental Health Perspective showed that it increased incidence of cancers in rats with long-term exposure. Okay, so here's my point right off the bat before we get into each and every one of these sweeteners. You know, let's just say this. Despite the CSPI warning, all right, its executive director said that the risks that any individual will develop cancer as a consequence of consuming aspartame is very low. But, still quoting, when millions of people are routinely consuming a variety of ingredients that may pose a slight risk, right? So it's the overall sort of everyday low-level exposure, the overall risk of cancer may become more significant. So in my opinion, just as I said, I don't think we got in trouble with sugar, a natural substance that our body knows exactly what to do with. I think it's how we used it. We use it too much. I think with the artificial sweeteners, we're kind of in the same boat and we're going to talk about why. All right. So let's go through these. Sucralose. Now that's Splenda, all right? So let's go to the color coding I promised you. That's the yellow packets that sit on the tabletop, all right? So what is it? Sucralose or Splenda is a compound made by combining table sugar, that's sucrose, with 3 chlorine molecules. Now, the body doesn't digest or derive calories from sucralose, and that's why people are, you know, it's been promised, hey, there was a slogan, made from sugar so it tastes like sugar. Well, critics claim it falsely implies that the substitute, which was approved as an additive by the FDA, is natural, and it's not. It's not because of these chlorine molecules. And I got to tell you something, thyroid cancer has been on the rise for 6 years, and we're talking about why? Well, chlorine, fluorine, fluoride, they all compete for the iodine receptors in your thyroid. And also iodine, we're going to do so many more shows on iodine, I got to tell you. You got to tune back in and come back to the show, because we don't sequester that mineral like we do other minerals like iron. We have to get in every day. And if we're not getting iodine in, if you are taking in this chlorine molecule from Splenda, and I got to tell you, I've got friends and I know they're listening right now. I see 8 packets a day, 12 packets a day. Once again, overall too much. So I got to tell you, Splenda, off the charts for me. Do not use it. Aspartame, NutraSweet, what is it? It is a compound made by combining two amino acids, they're phenylalanine and aspartic acid, with a methyl ester. Don't get confused about those big words. But it becomes methanol, and it's a byproduct of carbohydrate fermentation, okay? Once again, there is a big health risk. There's a wonderful book out there. It's called Cytotoxins, The Taste That Kills. And this is by Russell L. Blaylock. He's an MD, a medical doctor. And basically, its entire book is how monosodium glutamate, that's that MSG that we always try to avoid, aspartame, and similar substances can cause harm to the brain and nervous system. And that's exactly what it does. So once again, because of our time here, I'm gonna go ahead and take that sort of out of the mix. As far as my advocating for the consumer, you shouldn't use it. We're still talking about the real thing, baby, all right? I'm still at sugar. Okay, saccharin. This is sweet and low, or sweet thin. This is pink. We're back to pink. Well, let me tell you something. It was discovered in 1879, and obviously a long controversial history. I think it's, as far as everything goes, I do believe, once again, everyday low-level exposure, possibility that it contributes to cancer, I would say no. Now, let's talk about a few that are out there that I might nod at. All right, so xylitol. So this is sold as a tabletop sweetener as well, okay? Packets are used mostly to sweeten beverages. It's heat-stable. It can be used for baking, but what's this? It's chemically classified as a sugar alcohol, all right? Xylitol's chemical structure resembles both sugar and alcohol, but it isn't a true form of either. And so you need to take note, though, about xylitol, because I'm going to give this maybe a B+ as far as an alternative and a substitute to sugar. The body absorbs xylitol, but really not fully. And that's why sometimes you get digestive problems for some people. And it also is why it only provides 2 calories per serving versus the 16 calories, okay, of regular sugar. Those digestive problems, though, for folks, they're really no joke. All right, and then let's go to the couple more. Erythritol, that's Z-Sweet or Sun Crystals. Now, I'm even getting a smiley face and maybe even an A- for this guy, because what is it? It's naturally found in melons and pears. Erythritol is another sugar alcohol. The body fully absorbs erythritol, okay? But you can't break it down, so it provides virtually no calories, and it doesn't produce a glycemic response. The last thing I want to talk about is stevia. Stevia is from a plant. It's from the stevia rubidinia plant. I've never been able to say that thoroughly, okay? Itself does not raise blood sugar, but it usually is combined with a bulking agent, so it pours like sugar. So if you've seen stevia, you need to make sure, you got to check the labels. The bulking agent erythritol doesn't raise blood sugar, but other bulking agents might. So you need to read that label closely. One of the reasons why I have a huge problem with any substitute, okay? When there's a real thing, why go for the substitute? Is because of this cephalic stage of digestion. Here's the deal. Our digestion starts in our eyes and our nose. If food's appealing, it gets those molecules going so we can digest food appropriately. But it can work against us. If you are taking in these artificial sweeteners, your body's going, holy crap, there's a bunch of sugar coming in. And guess what? Your insulin is responding. When it doesn't find sugar to process, it makes you more hungry. And quite honestly, we got so many people that are still overweight, and the rise of these artificial sweeteners are on the rise, and it's not doing any good. So let's just say it. Ain't nothing like the real thing, baby. We got to kick it off, all right? That's how we help people stay well here on Radio MD, radiomd.com. Go ahead, click on it, scroll around. You're going to learn something.